Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Gig Economist. I'm Tyler. Today, we will be discussing DoorDash. I'm sure that if you are listening to this podcast, that you are quite familiar with DoorDash, or at least you've used DoorDash to order some food or other items. Becoming a delivery driver for DoorDash or Dasher is very simple. You simply download the Dasher app. You'll fill out the application to become a Dasher. DoorDash will then complete a background check as well as a driving record check. And then usually within a few days to as little as a few hours, you'll be ready to start delivering for DoorDash. For the first month, you will be considered a top Dasher, which means you do not have to schedule your hours, which is very convenient because it is hard to schedule hours if you do not have early access. Once you have completed 200 deliveries and you are in good standing, then you will have early access and be able to schedule every day beginning at 3 p.m. for the upcoming week. Once you start your first Dash, you'll start receiving offers. Now, some of those offers will be quite low, as little as $2. I do not accept these. Most Dashers do not accept these, because you're just not going to make money delivering for $2. I like to wait until I receive an offer of at least $6.50. If you have an Android phone, you can download the Driver's Utility Helper, or DUH, and it will assist you in filtering out those bad offers. You can even have it automatically accept the good offers. Another app that's available for Android and iPhone users is the Para app, P-A-R-A. It is available in the Play Store as well as the Apple Store. The Para app will give you a rough guesstimate of any possible hidden tips, which is nice since DoorDash usually hides most tips over $5 or so. My suggestion is to only accept offers that will earn you at least $1.50 to $2 per mile. With the rising costs of gas prices, it only makes sense to accept these better paying offers. Now, once you have picked up your order and delivered it, you will see the total payout for that delivery. And then you'll hopefully receive another order and you can continue making that cheddar. Once you have completed your Dash for the day, you can end your Dash and then the funds will be available for you to cash out. You can cash out once per day, or if you have the Dasher Direct card, it will go to that card automatically whenever you complete your Dash. Some tips are, don't be afraid to unassign a delivery. If the order is not ready and won't be ready within 5 minutes or so, I always dump it. As long as you maintain at least an 80% completion rating, you will not be at risk for deactivation. I rarely drop below a 97% completion rating. However, I am very picky about the stores that I will go to. I avoid any restaurants that have long waiting times. A lot of people do not use their hot bag. However, I recommend having at least one hot bag so that if you get a stacked order, which is two or more orders at the same time, you can put the orders inside the hot bag to ensure that they stay warm for your customers. Yes, you may have been already tipped and Who cares? You have your money, but you want repeat customers. The more customers on the platform, the more deliveries that are available to you. And the more deliveries that you make, the more money that you make. Well, that wraps up today's episode on DoorDash. It's quite easy, not as complicated as our premiere episode, which was Amazon Flex. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check out our premiere episode. And once again, thank you for joining us on The Gig Economist. We'll see you next time.